بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب النهي عن المسافرة بالمصحف إلى بلاد الكفار إذا خيف وقوعه بأيدي العدو. There is a next chapter in which it is discussed that it is prohibited to carry the Quran Sharif with oneself when traveling to countries who are non-Muslim countries. And that is when it is there is a fear that it will fall into the hands of these non-believers and that they will not show respect to it. Like commonly if we travel with the Quran Sharif, perhaps we hold a small Quran Sharif in our pocket or in our hand luggage, and it's security, they want to check it. And if we fear that they are not going to treat it with respect and they're going to dishonor the Quran Sharif, then a person should not travel with the Quran Sharif. Or he should keep it in a place where they will not interfere with it. However, we know that at some security checkpoints, they are very considerate. And they ask also, is this your prayer book, etc.? Then they don't worry about it. Or we should open it and show it to them. But when some again, on the other hand, are very, very callous and they show disrespect totally, they don't care about anything. So when we fear that the Quran Sharif will not be respected, then we should not carry a copy of the Quran Sharif with ourselves. And when we don't have that fear, then it is quite in order. عن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال حضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه says نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يسافر بالقرآن إلى أرض العدو. That نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم prohibited to carry a copy of the Quran Sharif when traveling to the countries of the enemies of Islam. It is prohibited to travel with a Quran to the enemy lands when one fears that the enemy may disrespect it or mock at it. If there is no such fear, this prohibition no longer applies. So it is we just have to use our discretion. And we know that some countries are very much opposed to our deen and to the matters of deen. Then there we should not carry these copies of the Quran Sharif, etc. The next chapter, باب تحريم استعمال إناء الذهب وإناء الفضة في الأكل والشرب والطهارة وسائر وجوه الاستعمال. This is also very important and applies quite a bit to us today. This chapter on the prohibition that it is haram, it is not permissible to use gold and silver utensils for eating, drinking, purification and all other uses. Golden taps, for example, that to many of us we have taps, though they are not made of gold, but they've got the color of gold. Hazrat Maulana Asad Madani Rahmatullah Ali was very particular about this, that even in our dishes that we use, plates, etc., it's got a gold rump, it's not pure gold, it's just the color gold. Or, for example, the fruit bowl, dessert bowl, or teaspoons that are colored gold plated. They are not gold, but they are gold plated. He said we should not even use that. And in this also comes, which is also very common, and in fact at Walima Dawats, glasses that are used are wine glasses. We should avoid that also, though we're not drinking wine at all, but wine glasses are put there. That also we should avoid. There are such homes that even unfortunately we had to visit also, where like they bought it from the non-believers in white areas, and they have a bar in their house. They maintain that bar still, but they don't drink wine, but they cork apple juice, grape juice, just how wine bottles are corked, and they serve it in wine glasses. All this should not be at all. It should be totally kept away. And also, a great fear is our children will see it, they won't know it was gold plated. And they will think that gold is permitted and they will start using gold. So this is a very important thing which we are falling into and we should avoid it totally. Ordinary, sometimes homes also, the glasses are wine glasses that are used. We should get rid of that. We should not use anything that has got especially a connection with these things. عن أم سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنها أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال حضرت أم سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنها says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said الذي يشرب في آنية الفضة وإنما يجرجر في بطنه نار جهنم. متفق عليه. A person who drinks in a utensil of silver, even if it is just the silver coating on the top, and we, though it's not haram, but we should avoid, even if it is not actual silver, but just the silver color, or just gold color, that also we should avoid. If it is pure silver and gold, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he is gulping down hellfire into his stomach. So that is a strong warning that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had issued. This hadith was mentioned previously. It teaches us that it is not permissible to utilize gold and silver utensils. And this applies for man and woman equally. Women are allowed to use gold and jewelry, etc. But utensils at that is, applies to man and woman. Drinking for utensils for eating, drinking, making wudu or applying itar. Some also, the itar bottles, etc., gold plated, or it is made, if it is made of pure gold, rich people use that, wealthy people, kings, etc. But it is not permitted. It is forbidden for men to wear gold watches and rings, or even to write with golden pens. Also to show our status, we use this gold, etc. That also is not permitted. We should avoid it totally and completely. May Allah save us.